Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer.
Well, Aerosmith bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Bach is our guest. Wally's the, he is the original Brain Trust member. He and Karen Kerrigan are the only two that are left to go all the way back to the to 97 and 97 models. And we got Wally right out of elementary school, and he's still doing great. He's become a great resource for folks who want to write books, who want to get their book out of them. And he's been doing a great job of helping folks with that. Wally, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great work you're doing. And we're talking about what's, you know, why would somebody write a book? You in the last segment, you were talking about this person that you were working with, and you're trying to help her understand what she really need to be doing. Maybe she didn't need to write a book. Maybe she needed to be doing something else. And you were talking about how much the book will become part of you and you part of it. I think about it. I tell men that writing a book is as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
And yeah, I remember that.
It really is like that, because then you birth the thing, then you got to raise it, don't you?
Yeah, and I tell my clients that you're going to have, that book is going to define you for 10 years. What happens is you get that first book, the first book positions you. And then you've got to figure out if there's going to be a second book, what you do with that, whether that's, you know, you perpetuate the brand or you're going to try to change or whatever. But whatever you're doing, books now live forever. You know, when I started out and the earth was young and they did them on clay tablets, a book would go out of print after a little bit. And you had to negotiate the out of print rights.
Or the papyrus would crumble in your hands or whatever.
Yeah, it was really hard. Really hard. But now, with the internet, books are always in print. And so people go, I've had people go on Amazon and buy a book that I wrote in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd call me up and say, you know, this isn't really current. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's like 20 years old. It was.
How much did you pay for that, huh? I hope you didn't pay much for that 20-year-old book.
I hope not. So I look at the prices for this kind of books on Amazon, and some of them were just like, you know, $150.
Right, ridiculous. So what should people take from all this right now?
I think two things. First of all, whatever you're interested in, there's a book out there to be done on it. There's a way to come at it or something. Second of all, people's tastes are really wide. You're not going to write a book that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share the four books that got mentioned twice by these 56 people. Okay? The first one was Donna Tartt's book, The Goldfinch, which is a literary novel.
Right.
The second book was Daniel James Brown, The Boys in the Boat, which is not a business book per se, but which I've recommended to business people since it came out, and I think is one of the great books. And then two business books, Greg McEwen's Essentialism and Laszlo Bock's Work Rules. And that's a pretty good range of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big four, but beyond that, you've got 50-plus books of just about anything you can think of. And that's really part of the lesson. If you're a reader, you know, read all around stuff, because these are some really smart people, and they're not just reading the latest business book. They're reading history books.
Well, one of the main things I'd like to tell people about with regard to writing a book is one of the challenges authors have these days, getting people to read their books is they're competing with the Twitter mentality, right? 140 characters.
Mm-hmm.
I want it in 140 characters. I want the answer to my question in 140 characters, and then I'm good. I'm my appetite's satisfied, and I don't need any more. I'm full. Well,
right.
what I tell people is that's only content, and content is half baked without context, and it's hard to get context without a book. The content is on the internet. The context is in a book. So if you really want the if you want the context, read a book. If you want to be able to provide context to people who want context, write a book for them. What do you think?
I think that's true, and I think there's another piece to it. I think the people who make a difference in the world are the people who read books and absorb stuff at that length and think a little more deeply about stuff. They can do the other stuff too, and most of them do. But what makes the difference is that time that you go deep and you think and you look at how it connects.
Mm-hmm.
And writing a book for those people, the people my friend Stephen Lynch calls the people who sit back in the chair and start to read and don't quit for an hour. Those are also the people who are likely to be the thinkers and the doers and the changers. And I mean, go for that. That's the stuff that's going to make a difference. It'll make a difference in your career. It'll make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in the world.
Well, one of my mentors once told me that Jack Ferris, actually his name, he was a former president of the NFIB. And I never will forget him saying to me one time, he said, Jim, this was years ago, he said, Jim, the person you'll become in 5 years will depend upon the people you meet and the books you read. And,
yep.
And I believe that. Oh, Wally, I need your website quickly, please.
The website is writingabookwithwally.com.
Writingabookwithwally.com. I don't know how much more intuitive it can get for you, folks. Quick break. Right back with Wally Bach. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassie. She was hanging on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.